Christmas. What we supernaturals like to call Yuletide. It's the most magical time of the year, aside from Halloween. And we all know how easily things can go wrong with magic. It seems like every year, something goes wonky in the weirdest way possible. Last year, we went dimension hopping, trying to find whatever had been erasing all of the Santa Clauses, only to find a man who turned every day into Christmas, ruining the whole thing like most corporations do whenever they get a hold of anything. You know, now that I think about it, I'm not sure we ever found what we were looking for. Oh well, I'm sure it's fine. Anyway, this year is gonna be different. This year is gonna be full of music and lights and lots of booze. This is the first Yule that Eris and I are celebrating the holiday together, and I want it to be memorable. In a festive and cozy way, not a cosmic horror kind of way. That's why when Jackie asked if I wouldn't mind helping her friend John out with the new shipment of antiquities, I said yes. Sorting through boxes for a few hours certainly beat whatever else I would get roped into, and who knows, I might even find something for Eris. At least, that was my logic. You can probably guess how well that went.
Thanks again for helping me out with this. Normally I get smaller shipments, but apparently one of my contacts went to an estate sale and hit a gold mine. Lots of magical items to sort and catalog, probably a few cursed items too, so don't touch anything or read any inscriptions. You know, the usual.
Happy to help, mate. Anything that gets me out of the faction Yuletide cookie swap.
Told you that would be his reason.
You know me too well, Smoke.
Why do you think I suggested doing this today instead of tomorrow? You get out of the cookie swap, John isn't buried in work for the next few days, and I have one less mess to clean up after.
See, this is why you make such a great hound. You always think three steps ahead.
I have to compensate for all the times you don't think at all.
I just like to keep you on your toes.
Sure. Pass me that stack of boxes.
There you go. This one feels empty. Why would someone send you an empty box? No, wait, it feels like there is something in here. There's no return address or anything.
What are you doing?
Valentine, hasn't anyone ever told you it's rude to open other people's mail?
Things get lost in the mail all the time. Nobody's gonna know.
You see what I have to deal with.
Hey! It's a Santa hat.
A Santa hat? Why on earth would someone send me a Santa hat?
Who knows? It's like the song says, people who like people send each other dumb hats in the mail.
There is no song on earth with those lyrics.
What are you, Shazam? I'm gonna send Eris a pic of me with the hat. Bit of Yuletide spirit.
Don't touch the Santa hat, Valentine. Rule number one of handling strange items. 95% of the time, Santa hats carry a weird and really stupid curse.
But it's so fluffy and jolly. Must put on a hat.
Valentine!
See? Hats on my head, no curses. Here, let me take a selfie with you two. That was no good, you guys look horrified.
Oh my god, he put it on. Oh, this isn't good.
John, please tell me you know how to fix this.
Fix what? It's a hat!
No, but I know who might. I'll go put in a call.
Have fun in the office. What's the worry? It's Christmas. It's the time for cheer.
Christmas? Valentine? I would like you to think very carefully about what you just said.
think carefully, why should I do that when I can think of all the happy children snug in their beds, waiting for Santa to deliver presents and light up their faces? No! What am I talking about?
Well, congratulations on solving a mystery that's baffled the magical community for many years now. You've found Santa's missing hat. The one from the children's story, to be specific, not the imps.
How the hell did it end up here?
We can figure that one out later. Right now, we need to get that thing off your head.
Easy peasy, Christmas freezy. There, back in the box.
It's on your head.
So it is. Okay, I'm going to put it in the box and tape it shut. No muss, no fuss, we're on the bus. See? Done.
The hat's still on your head.
Ash, here, I'm gonna toss it in the fireplace. Okay. Holding the hat in my hand, you see it? Now, throwing it in the fire. Done. It's on my head, isn't it?
It's a powerful magical artifact, Valentine. We need to find the ritual to remove it before midnight or the changes will become permanent.
What changes?
You'll get increasingly jolly, your belly will grow, your beard will turn white, and you will feel an inescapable compulsion to bring gifts to children.
Turning into Wilford Brimley?
If Wilford Brimley is Santa Claus, then yes.
Ho ho! How do I get this thing off my head?
Don't worry, Valentine. Between the two of us, we'll have you back to normal in time for your dinner with Eris.
Sugar cookies! Almost for sugar cookies! Sugar cookies?
That's going to be a fun side effect.
You know, I've had worse.
I don't want to know, and I'd rather quash this before it challenges the record.
Still no luck? Well, we have a little time. My friend has a lead, but Jackie, I'm gonna need you to call in some favors.
I was half expecting that. Tell me what I need to do.
It's more where you need to go.
Never seen Roka Jack so empty.
What do you expect? It's the holidays. Even Decaf has stepped out to visit family. Thankfully, he's able to keep it in place so long as he has an employee on the premises.
An employee? I've never seen anyone but the decaffeinated god behind the counter.
He's taken on an apprentice named Beanie.
Beanie? I suppose you're bound to end up in a coffee shop when your parents give you a name like that.
Beanie isn't exactly corporeal. It's confusing, but he does make a great macchiato.
But he has to work this close to Christmas. That's so sad. We should bring him some cookies.
Oh, lovely. It's getting worse. Hey, Beanie. Are you here?
Yes, I am here. It is good to see you, Jackie.
Likewise. You are looking very solid.
I appreciate you saying so.
I don't suppose you would be willing to let us take a look in the library. We have a bit of a situation that needs to be rectified quickly.
I don't know. The boss told me not to let people run around in the stacks.
Look, mate, I don't know if you've noticed, but I'm starting to turn into Santa. Isn't that just grand? Oh, please make it stop.
What the cold brew?
You see the dilemma. I will trade you 3 pounds of beans of your choice, and I can get Decaf a new coffee machine if you will give me 1 hour in the library.
Okay. But I'll be watching the both of you very closely.
Of course. Thank you, Beanie.
Are you looking for anything in particular?
Anything related to the story of Santa Claus, the human version, of course. The mythos, the actual magic behind the story. Whether this hat is the real thing or not, it is changing Valentine, and I need to know the story if we're going to reverse it.
Mm-hmm. That will be right this way. If you would follow me, and please do not touch anything.
Oh, this is perfect. Thank you, Beanie.
Oh, when the Santa hats start dancing, and the reindeers steal the rum, and then the elves all form a Voltron, and smack Santa on the...
Valentine? What are you doing?
We can't afford copyrighted Christmas music.
You're already looking 10 years older. And you're... filling out that duster a lot more.
I'm a bowl full of jelly.
This is a bowl full of trouble.
And what is it that you want this year?
Pardon?
What do you want for Christmas? You've been such a good girl this year. I'm sure whatever you want, Santa will bring it to you.
The only thing I want is for you to refrain from using good girl to describe anyone who is not a small child.
You know, I heard it as soon as I said it, but I just couldn't stop myself.
That hat has some very strong magic to it.
Gotcha! Don't sneak up on me like that.
Sorry. I'll just float up here.
Oh, look. That almost sounded like you. That's a good sign. We have time before this gets to be a problem. John's friend suspects the power of Santa comes from a story, so I'm pretty confident that we can find a way to reverse it.
You know, you never answered my question. What do you want most? I am genuinely curious, and the more we talk, the less I feel like singing.
Well, I don't have many things I need, and the few things I do need, I know where to get. I only have so much room for stuff in my apartment as it is.
Aside from stuff, what's something that would make you happy?
If you're in a giving mood, I would love a few days off to go and visit my parents. They only live an hour away.
If you get this hat off my head, you can take all the time you want.
Deal. So what do you want this year?
A new mini fridge.
Aside from that, what do you truly want most?
World peace and goodwill for all mankind.
You, Valentine. Not the hat.
Oh, come on. I don't know. New set of speakers from a stereo. No more enemies from the past sending monsters after me. A normal life where I can use magic to amuse my family and not save the world on a weekly basis. Night of sleep where I don't have to depend on alcohol not to have nightmares. Fun stuff like that.
That last one is concerning.
Yuletide. It's Yuletide. Thanks for letting me in, Beanie. Valentine. Jackie. What are you two doing here? In Decaf's library. Actually, super important question. Why is Valentine turning into Wilford Brimley?
He is turning into Santa Claus, the one from the human stories.
Oh, yeah, that makes more sense.
I'm getting into the Christmas spirit.
He put on a hat that he found in John's shop. It's slowly turning him into Santa Claus, and we have until the clock strikes midnight to stop this from becoming permanent.
Wait, really?
Oh, isn't it wonderful?
Yes. Really.
Ho, ho, ho!
Okay, that's just creepy.
Come on, Thread, let's say some Christmas cheer.
Jackie, I can't tell you how much I don't want Valentine to become Santa Claus.
It could be worse. If this had happened to anyone else, it may have gone unnoticed and some random civilian would end up taking on the mantle of Santa.
I'm really not sure having Valentine as Santa would be much better.
Oh no, he would make a terrible Santa Claus. That's why I'm here learning what I can about the story, since from what I've been able to tell, that is where the magic comes from. I'm fairly confident that we can perform a ritual to remind the hat that it belongs to someone who is not Valentine. And I think I just found the key.
It's such a lovely hat, though. It was begging me to put it on.
Valentine, you should know better than to trust inanimate objects.
Let's forget about our troubles and sing a carol. Oh, when the Santa hats are singing.
Please don't. Thread, why don't you tell him what you want for Yuletide?
Seriously?
Seriously. He's in a very giving mood right now, and I need a moment to read.
Well, in that case, I want an Alienware M18 gaming laptop and a set of noise-canceling headphones, of course, and then an Alan Turing body pillow.
Slow down, I need to get my notepad.
Wait, I've got more.
Excuse me? I'm afraid we're closing. Jackie, I hope you found what you're looking for.
I think I have. And I hope I'm right. Valentine, please hold out your arm.
Only if it's your Christmas wish.
I had a nightmare like this once.
I feel like I'm in one now. Here, I'm tying your arm to mine so you don't run off.
But how am I supposed to deliver presents? I need to get to the North Pole so I can make sure everything is ready. I can't be late for Christmas.
You won't be. We just have something we need to do to help you be ready. It's a special little spell to help you better fit down chimneys.
How very kind of you, Miss Smoke. I'll be sure you get something extra nice this year.
Is it just me, or is he changing faster?
It's not just you. Can you text John to come to Valentine's apartment? Tell him that this story is the key. I think he'll know what we need. And if you can get a hold of Reza, anyone else who's close to Valentine and is free this evening, having more people for this will help make it easier to remind the hat where it should be, so it will hopefully let Valentine go.
Wait, are you telling me that the hat is actually sentient?
As sentient as an impossibly old, impossibly powerful, magical artifact powered by countless generations of story and belief can be. So yes, right now it's lost and scared, so it's clinging to Valentine. For some reason.
Aww, I almost feel sorry for the little guy. He's stolen away from your home on such an important night, and no wonder the poor thing was scared. Not sure why it chose Valentine over you or John.
It may be that Valentine was the first person to come into contact with it. Or just maybe the hat saw that Valentine needed some cheer.
Or it saw his red duster and got confused.
I get confused when anyone looks at Valentine.
Oh! Zero! What are you doing here? I was just about to call you.
Why does Wiggly look like the guy from the diabetes commercial?
He's not... Valentine put on Santa's actual hat, and now he's turning into actual Santa Claus, and we only have a few hours left before he's permanently transformed into actual Saint Nick.
Wow. So many things happen when I stay home. For once.
Isn't Christmas just wonderful? It truly is the most magical time of the year. And what do you want, ancient green-haired pixie?
Titan! I want a giant robot with a gun that shoots robot sharks, and whoever invented live service video game...
Never mind.
I was just getting started.
She did the same thing to me.
Wait, do we need to do the normie thing and...
Please don't finish that thought. You can finish telling him your list after we reverse the spell and send the hat back home.
Sweet! Can I come watch?
Would that make you happy?
It really would.
Nothing he says while wearing the hat can be considered part of a binding agreement or bargain.
Dang it!
That said, as long as you don't interfere, I have no objections, and I'm certain there is very little we could do to stop you.
You're not wrong. Best Yuletide ever!
Oh boy, Valentine is not gonna be living this one down anytime soon.
Thread, have you hung the mistletoe?
Yep!
Reza and Savvy, you've drawn the runes with icing sugar.
This is ridiculous.
That means yes!
Zero, you've hung the stockings.
With care. And duct tape.
I'm pretty sure it's mostly duct tape.
John, start spreading the gingerbread crumbles around.
On it. I have to say, for a last-minute ritual, this is coming together rather well.
And it smells amazing.
These are rather unusual circumstances, but thankfully I think the symbolism should be enough.
I should get going before the elves get worried.
You aren't going anywhere just yet, boss. I need you to stand right here while we all read a special little story together to make sure you're ready for your big night.
If you insist.
Are you sure this'll work?
If this doesn't work, we're gonna have to call on the actual big man and hope he can fix this.
Actually, that would be hilarious. Let's do that instead.
That would be bad, but I'm confident that this'll work. Wait, you mean he's real?
All right. We have the pieces in place. Is everyone ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
'Twas the night before Yuletide, when all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there.
The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads, and Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled down for a long winter's nap.
When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from the bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash.
The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave the luster of midday to objects below. When, what to my wondering eyes should appear, but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer.
With a little old driver, so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles, his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name.
Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen. To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, now dash away, dash away, dash away all.
He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work, and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk, and laying his finger aside of his nose, and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose.
He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew, like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim, ere he drove out of sight, "Happy Yuletide to all, and to all a good night."
Well, did it work? I kind of hope it didn't work.
What happened? Come on. How'd I get here?
Ah, rats.
Valentine, you're okay! Oh my goodness! Don't you ever do something like that again! You should know better than to put on strange hats. Do you want lice? Because that's how you get lice.
Speaking of strange hats, I think it's time we send this one back home. Dash away, dash away, dash away all. Oh, thank gods it worked.
Well, that was exciting. Let's never do that again.
That's one word for it. Would anyone else kill for a cinnamon bun right now?
I could definitely go for some food right now. Too bad most places are closed.
It's a bit of a drive, but Dad informed me a few hours ago that he and Mom cooked way too much food. I'm sure they wouldn't mind if I brought some friends along to dinner, if anyone is interested in joining.
Oh, Gina's a fantastic cook, so count me in.
That sounds like fun! Are you sure they can handle a tech pixie?
Or two tech pixies? Do I have to wear my glamour?
They lived with one for 6 months not too long ago.
Sweet! I'm in!
Me too. Mind if I invite Linda?
Of course. You can invite Larissa too, if she's free.
Ho ho ho! Don't worry, that'll wear off over the next few days. Probably.
Oh, I'm gonna give Aris a call. Think there's room for one more at your family's table, Smoke?
Of course. It is the most magical time of the year.
Aside from Halloween. Well, looks like you get your wish.
Thank you, Valentine.
Don't mention it. It's the least I could do after you saved me from my own stupidity. Again.
You don't give yourself enough credit. After all, you did name me your hound. Keeping you out of trouble is half of my job description.
And you do a bloody good job of it. I'm just glad I get a chance to pay you back for it for once.
There really is no need. I'm glad to be here. Plus, working for you has led to some of the craziest adventures.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas, Queen City!
Christmas is for normies, you sneaky imp! It's Yuletide!
Holy video card, did you see that?
Happy Yuletide, Valentine.
Happy Yuletide, Smoke.
You have been listening to The Graveyard Tapes. Santa Time is Coming to Town. Written and produced by Brianna Jean. Edited by Aiden Morgan. Featuring Chase Hunter as Valentine. Brianna Jean as Jackie. Patrick Mendelson as John. Emily Anderson as Beanie. Rick the Whitebird as Threadripper. Angela Dumalog as Zero Day. Caitlin Sennett as Reza. Casey Glover as Savvy, and Dustin Gray as Santa Claus.
And Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
It's you, you sonic sky cop!